you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. An encouraging thought from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Well, hello there, listening friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and happy Thursday to you. That's right, July the 12th, 2012, and I hope you are having a good week so far. Our week has just been crazy in our household, just with VBS this week. Our church has been doing VBS, and I did a little thing yesterday, last night for Wednesday night, and all that just wears you down. It really does. I mean, if you're listening and you've been part of VBS, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially those who work on top of that during the day and then come to church at night. And so we're a little worn out. We haven't really eaten dinner at home this week. We've been eating VBS food. So, and that's all right. That's all right. But I kind of miss my steak and potatoes and broccoli. Can I get an amen? Testify? So, yeah, our church is doing our VBS this week, and I love this time of the year with just the whole VBS and summertime and kids, and I think it is so neat how God can draw people in to Vacation Bible School for a week and have them hear the Word of God and seeing lives changed. I mean, especially for kids who've never stepped foot in a church before. I mean, it is so neat. So the prayer warriors, we need to be praying that God will use each and every VBS event, every VBS lesson, and every VBS night for His honor and His glory for Vacation Bible School. So we've been focusing on that this week, and Aubrey and I are trying to fix up our house a little bit, take care of a few stuff, like put a new roof on and paint up the house a little bit, maybe put some new carpet in a couple areas just to freshen it up, because we plan on just moving into a bigger home. So there's a lot of work that just goes into all of that, and save money for, you know, nice down payment and all of that stuff. So we're trying to get into that gear, and it doesn't really motivate you when you want to clean and make over stuff too much, but I'll tell you what, once the project is done, I just feel so much more accomplished. I mean, earlier this year we made over the bathroom a little bit, painted it, add a whole new design and style to it. So that's nice, but it's also kind of pricey too when you do this stuff. So, but I think it'll be worth it all in the long run. So if you have any tips whatsoever on how to freshen up your house so it can sell and all of that, feel free to just let me know. I would love to hear your tips. You can drop me a line through email, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, you know, I feel that one of my strengths as a parent is spending one-on-one time with my kids, having dates, one-on-one dates, and just that one-on-one time. Like for Timothy, who's going to be like 10 here in the next couple of weeks, we go to Barnes & Noble, we get a book or two, maybe go to the arcade or something like that. That's how we bond together. We call it guys' night out. We do something like that, grab like a nice dinner or something like that, and we'll usually, you know, spend time laying down next to one another before he enjoys his bedtime. Like for Hannah, who is 6 and a half, you know, she would dress up in her Southern Belle dress that she has. It's more of a Halloween costume, but she has the Southern Belle dress that she wears and the Southern Belle little hat. I would dress up in my suit and my tie, and she loves this. She loves this. She is like a girly girl when it comes to that stuff, and I pull her up. I pull up the car for her. I open the door for her, and she loves it. And we go to the Olive Garden. Oh, Lord have mercy. I love me some Olive Garden. I love the Olive Garden. I love the breadsticks. I love the soup. I love the salad. I love the cheese that they put on the soup and the salad. It's just good stuff. So we normally go out to the Olive Garden, and she's all dressed up in her Southern Belle dress. Everybody's looking at her. It's hilarious. And this one time, and after we ate our dinner, we went back home and we danced in the driveway of our home right under the stars. It was really sweet. She loved it. Being a six-year-old girl, she loves that stuff. Well, 10 hours later, the next morning, she was in a bad mood. She was grouchy. She was throwing a tantrum about something. And I put her in timeout because she was just blowing up. And she got so bad at me. She got mad at me. So her mom came in and she said, "You treat him with respect. Did you guys not go out on a date last night?" And then she threw a little fit. "Mmm." Then Aubrey said, "Did you guys not get all dressed up for your date last night?" And she got even louder. "Ah!" Then her mom said, "Did you guys not go dancing under the stars last night?" And she started screaming. Because the closer we got to talking about our date, she would scream even louder. Because she didn't know how to deal with being faced on being called out. I mean, this was reality to her, and she did not know how to deal with it, being confronted and all of that. See, you know, there are people today who avoid facing reality. There's a term for that. They call it escapism. Escapism is escaping from reality and creating a false sense of reality. We see it with people who are addicted to drinking, people who are addicted to drugs, people who are addicted to sex and pornography. They try to run away from their problems, just like Adam and Eve. Just after being told not to eat that one tree, the fruit off of that one tree, of course they ate it. And when God came, they heard that God was coming and they hid themselves. They were hiding. They didn't know how to deal with being faced with their mistake. They hid themselves from God. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." Did you know that God sees everything? He does. He sees it all. I love this verse because God sees everything. Here's a perfect example. Ever drive like on the interstate and there's this guy who is going like 90 miles an hour, blows right past you, cuts you off, cuts everybody else off on the interstate? And ever wish like there was a cop straight ahead to pull this guy over so you just see it? Just see it, you know? God sees that man driving 90 miles an hour. The cops don't. I mean, they get paid to do it, but God sees it. He sees it. That's what I got to remind myself. When I see that guy just cutting people off going 90, 95 miles an hour, I got to remember, okay, nothing is hidden from God's sight. God sees that. There isn't anything hidden from him. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at once. Hell is not hidden from God. He is also present in hell. You can read that in Amos chapter 9 and I think Genesis 28. God is present in hell, but he chooses not to reveal himself there. There is not a hiding place from God. See, a hiding place is a place where we can feel safe from danger or threat. It's a place where we can get away from whatever troubles us. It's a place where no one knows just where we are and what we are feeling. Yeah, I watch our kids sometimes. They play hide and seek around the house. And some of the places they choose aren't really much of a hiding spot. I mean, like under a blanket in the middle of the floor. "Oh, I see you." I mean, that's not really a good hiding spot. Or my favorite is when they hide behind the curtain by the window, yet you still see their feet. Yeah. Not a good hiding place. So there is not a hiding place from God. And if there was, let's pretend that there was a physical place where people can hide from God. Let's kind of picture this. If there was a place where people can hide from God, an actual physical place, who would go there and why? A convict who robs a bank, runs away from the police in a high-speed pursuit, doesn't want to get caught. He doesn't want to get caught. Like a person who chooses to live a life on their own without God, doesn't want to fully commit themselves to the personhood of Jesus Christ. They feel that conviction when they're at church, but they run away from God by refusing to go to church ever again. But praise God, brothers and sisters, that God does not live and reside in the pews of a building, but he resides in each and every believer of Jesus Christ. That means you, that means me. So we need to go out and share that hope and that love to these people who are running away from the one who can save them from themselves. See, if God is omnipresent, that means he's everywhere. He's everywhere. So if you're running away from God, you're also running to him. He's everywhere. You can't get away. So if there was a hiding place from God, the main population, in my opinion, in this fictional place, would be those who are filled with shame. Because why would anybody want to run from the love of God? Why would anybody want to run from the love of God? When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they not only hid themselves, but they covered themselves by trying to make clothes out of fig leaves. They had shame, and they tried to hide themselves from God. Maybe somebody listening today that did stuff they thought they would never do. We read about a person who thought he would never deny God, and that was Peter. He and the other disciples, along with Jesus, were having dinner one night, and Jesus was saying, "Hey, this is my body, this is my blood, given up to you." He also said, "When they arrest me, all of you will scatter." And that's when our buddy Peter stood up and said, Jesus, though all of them may abandon you, I will not. I will go unto death. I will go to prison for you, Lord." He expressed this superior commitment to Jesus. That night in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was praying in the garden. They arrested Jesus, and the disciples got scared, and they all vanished. They all ran away. When Jesus was arrested, there was somebody who came up to Peter and said, "Hey, you're that Galilean. You're the guy that was with Jesus." And Peter said, No, that's not me. I don't know what you're talking about." Later again, somebody else said, Hey, you're that guy that was with Jesus." No, I'm not. That's two. And a little bit later, somebody said, "Yes, you're that Galilean. You were with him. We saw you." And Peter started cussing. "I don't blankety blank know what you're talking about. I do not know him." And soon after he said that, there was a rooster that crowed. And Peter remembered what Jesus told him. "You will deny me three times." And Peter left and wept bitterly. He thought he would never do anything like that. Ever. You know what that's called? That's called apostasy. That is a huge law to break. Apostasy is publicly denying the faith. Publicly denying the faith. Apostasy. And that's what he did. Not once, not twice, but three times. He thought he would never do that. Have you ever done something you thought you would never do? Might be abortion. Still can't get over that. Carrying this guilt and this pain. Or maybe having an affair. And you're just feeling so low about yourself. Maybe you got some addiction issues and you're just feeling so shameful with your head hung low. Peter's head was hung low for a little bit after that. He went back to his old ways. He went back to his old life. He went back fishing. That's what he was doing before he met Jesus. So he went back to his old life. He's like, "This ministry thing doesn't work for me. I can't do this. This is not me. I don't know what I'm doing. I ruined it. I blown it. I messed it up. I'm ashamed of what I did." And he was out in the boat fishing. And the Bible says they caught nothing. Man, I mean, talk about a guy who's just down on his luck. He just already feeling low, not feeling good. He's feeling terrible about himself. And he ain't catching no fish. I mean, that's just a bad day right there. One bad day. Meanwhile, while that was going on, in Mark 16, something really neat happened. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Can you imagine, by the way, hearing those words? Just the hope and the joy of hearing that from the angel himself in the tomb of Jesus, which is empty, hearing that he is not here. He has risen. Oh, man, talk about wanting to do cartwheels. The angel continued to say, "See the place where they laid him." Verse 7, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter." Let me stop right there. The angel said, "Go tell his disciples and Peter." Let me say that one more time. "But go, tell his disciples and Peter." He specifically called out Peter. It says, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." See, he wanted to specifically call out Peter because Peter had his head hung low. "Peter, I know you messed up, but boy, I still want you. Peter, you messed it up. You messed it up not once, not twice, but three times. You publicly denied me three times. But guess what? I still love you. I still love you. You can't go hiding from me, Peter. I still love you. Go tell his disciples and Peter And Peter, I still want you. You are going to have some mighty things that you're going to do for me and for my kingdom. Peter, I still want you. Don't you dare hang your head hung low. Because I still want you, Peter. Peter's face was hung down low, but the Bible says that he will be the lifter of our heads. I don't think God's going to physically, with his hand, lift up your head. I think he's going to say something or do something, and you're just going to be so amazed and so overwhelmed with the love of Jesus that you're going to lift up your head, because you now have hope, not just hope from the world, but hope from Jesus himself and from the kingdom of God. You have hope. Go tell his disciples and Peter, brothers and sisters, if you're in a hiding place from God, he wants you to come out. He's specifically calling you out of that hiding place. Go tell his disciples and Peter. He's calling you out of that hiding spot. But praise God, there's no hiding spot from God, because God knows the hurt and the pain that you would have if you continued to live in that hiding place. God's not looking for you to be a slave for him. He's looking for you to be a son for him. He's looking for you to be a precious daughter for him in his kingdom. He's not looking for you to be a slave. It's time to come out that hiding spot. God's not here to condemn you. He's here to show you grace and love and mercy. Love this song, beautiful song. It's called He Knows My Name, right here on Great News Radio. And that's right, there is not a hiding place that where you can hide from God. This place does not exist. So come out wherever you are and come home. Amen. Well, friend, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, there are just tons of events happening this weekend through our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. But in Clinton, the group State of Grace will be in concert at the New Life Community Church right there on East Van Buren in Clinton. And that is going to be on Saturday night at 6:30. Again, State of Grace will be in concert at New Life Community Church in Clinton Saturday night at 6:30. You can get more details by calling 217-935-6734, 217-935-6734, or just, hey, if you forget the number, just to visit our website. All the information is there at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mr. Mark Burns sitting in this seat tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow is Friday. Looking forward to it. It's kind of hard to adjust to this 5-day work week after having last week a 4-day work week. So Mark Burns will be here to celebrate Friday with you tomorrow with Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.